Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hey. I was just, calling you out. I guess you were gone away. All right, so I just wanted to
I was still here. I was holding the phone, walking around the house.
All right. Well, I just wanted to confirm, which of the years would you like to go? Like, is it for 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years? So I could, talk to the team like that.
Oh, well, he's not going to go for anything more than the 1 year. I mean, he doesn't want to put out any more money,
I understand.
because he thought it was initially supposed to,
I
anything to
do.
do with getting it up and running correctly was part of the initial
It
setup
was.
package where Facebook is supposed to be linked and all that kind of stuff. And Facebook, if you go to our Facebook page, it's got a picture of our cat on it.
A picture of your cat?
A picture of our cat.
Your cat? What?
Yes, our cat.
Let me take a note down of it. All right. I am really embarrassed. So it will be changed right away for you.
Look
All
at
right.
it and see if it needs another 5 minutes. Yeah, I mean, if you go to the
BS
another
Plumbing?
5 minutes. Yeah, BS Plumbing Inc. And if
Looking
you
at.
pull up
Yes.
Facebook or whatever, it's got a picture of a cat.
INC, okay. I can see a picture of your truck. I can see a picture of your truck over there. Is that yours?
Well,
Can
I can't get that.
on BS Plumbing INC. All right, with 450 likes and 447 followers, I can see a picture of a truck over there. Can you see it? That has written BS Plumbing.
No, I can't even bring anything up right now.
Oh, do you want me to share the link? Is that all
Yeah.
right if I share you a link? Can I
Well, isn't it? Yes,
Let's try.
2018. All right. Yeah.
Can you see that truck?
Yeah, I see the truck now. I'm telling you, 15 minutes ago or earlier when you were talking with Bill, you bring it up, it's a picture of our cat.
Oh no. Well,
Seriously.
I'm not saying about it. It might be. I'm not sure about it, but it never happened with us before. But if it's for a year, all right, let me just have work first with the team so they can let me know what is the best thing that they can do for you guys. All right, so we can go by that way. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right. What if I could do something for you guys that, I could just provide you with a 5 year plan for just in the price of 1 year. Will that be all right? So it's not coming up to you anymore.
Well, why? I mean, if you fix it, why would we have to have it for a 5-year plan or whatever?
Well, because
If you fix it, I mean, why do you have to?
it is of that plan. All right, like a subscription kind of a thing. Netflix have a subscription, and then Spotify and everything about it has a subscription, something like that. The subscription runs out. All right, even though you're one of my clients, and a client is always an asset. So what I think that if I go ahead and request my team to go ahead and provide you with their 5 year plan within the price of a 1 year plan, all right. So will that work out for you?
I don't know. I'd have to go over it with Bill, unfortunately, and my son, who is not here at the moment. He's still out working,
Oh.
but
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
it's late. It's almost 9 o'clock, but he's still out working.
Oh my God.
He's the owner of the company, Jesse, my
Jesse?
son.
Okay,
Yeah, that's my son. Bill and I started the business back in 1986,
Oh,
and
1986?
yeah, we started the business back in 86, and Bill you know, we had our kids and everything, and basically now our two sons are running the company.
Oh, wow. Well, I must tell you guys that you guys are the best parents. Well, nobody does it nowadays, but you guys did a really good job, and I really do appreciate it. I'm trying to do
the same thing. Yeah, we just can't get a website to work for some reason, that's all.
Well, I apologize, but this will not be coming to you guys ever again. That is my promise on a recorded phone. All right, and I'll send it over to you on an email if you want me to go ahead and send it right now.
Well, you send it over, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to, but you said you got to get this done in the next 24 hours, and it's like, and Jesse's not home to make this decision, and Bill honestly has the opinion that, I'm sorry to say this might be your department, but your company as a whole is just trying to scam us on something. That's his feeling right now.
This won't be a scam, I assure you of this, all right? That we do not scam our clients, all right, that paid us to go ahead and do the job that we're supposed to do, of course, all right? We do not scam any of them.
Go ahead. Yeah, so that's what he feels. He already paid you to do the job.
Well,
you know,
the job,
you already paid your company to do your job.
Well, the job was done and was already deployed over the internet. This is the thing that came in, all right? We were not even aware of it, and it came into us like, hey, this is the thing that's going on. So we were like, oh, no, all right. Well, let me just go ahead and notify the owner of the website. All right, and that's how, you know, things comes up. All right, our website was taken down. We do, like, almost thousands of dollars of marketing on this. All right, it was taken down instantly by Google. And then we got in contact with them, and then they released it after 24 hours of time. That made us a loss of almost, like, $20,000 on a day. All right, because we do marketing,
right.
And the marketing was not even stopped for a day. All right, because the website was down, we were not able to go into the back onto the back end of the website or anything like that. So it kept on running, and we lost almost like $20,000 on the revenue of the website. So that is how cruel internet could be sometimes. All right, but that is the reason we do have a different department. Like me, I'm the lead of the department, like who takes care of the websites. All right, once they're live, the instant I got the text. The instant I got the email from the team, like, hey, this is going on, all right, that it was the moment I acted and sent it out an email to you guys as well, all right, so just to go ahead and save time and everything about it as well. And I assure you this, is your name Susan, by the way?
Yes.
All right, Susan. Okay, well, I will make the assurity to you, all right, on a written email that your website and everything about it will no longer will have any kind of issues regarding this. Or any kind of issues.
It shouldn't have, if we don't make any changes, it shouldn't have any issues, right?
What? I'm sorry?
If we don't make any changes after...
You can make changes whenever you like. I will be the person who will be monitoring your site by myself as well.
I don't know. If you want to go ahead and see what you can do with the pricing on that, because he's not looking to he's just not looking to spend another $1,000 on information that
is not just...
basically like proprietary to us. I mean, you can't contact anybody else but us. So why would we steal the information from somebody? You know, that's absolutely stupid.
It is.
You know,
it is. I thought about it in the same place, all right, but it was on the previous website, so that might be the reason they have done it, all right? And that might...
We haven't changed our location. We're still working out of the same house. You know, it's like,
I do understand that, Susan. Well, that is the reason I... You know, came up early, like, hey, all right, let me just go ahead and take care of it. I know how ridiculous it could be sometimes, all right? But that is what has been flagged, all right? And this is how
our
it is.
Our information has been flagged, which is asinine. So why is it going to cost basically $1,000 to tell
it
Google
not
to
just
shove
about...
it up their Houdini? It's our information. You know?
Well, this is not just about the content. All right, it needs to have a, you know, DMCA team, no, a seal over there on the on the website to go ahead and protect the content and the pages as well, so nobody else, you know, goes ahead and, you know, copies it. If someone even is trying to copy it, creating a new website by themselves or creating a website for their business as well, copying the content from your website, the website won't let them copy it. All right, that's the reason.
And that wasn't part of the initial website build that you're not that you're going to put your seal on stuff?
Well, no.
That you're going to protect your work too?
Anybody can go ahead and copy anything from any of the websites, all right? Well, we cannot go ahead and stop it, but a DMCA team can go ahead and stop them, all right? That their seal and their subscription and everything about it needs to be there. Well, what I could do on this is I can have a word, and I'll let you know later on about the price. Will that be okay?
Yeah, check it out, and I'll see if Bill's calmed down any. I don't think so. He's about – it's late
if
for
I
him.
Could, I do understand that. Well, that is the reason we do have been talking. Well, because he's, you know, angry and all right? But if you want, I could speak to him, all right? Because I know how to go ahead, you know, let a man-to-man talk and everything about to go ahead, you know, calm him down and everything about it, let him know. You could just go ahead and help me out as well in this situation and let him know as well. If you could do that for me, I would highly appreciate it. Because this is something that, you know, I'm really concerned about as well. All right. And I was not aware that the content and everything would be of some of the issue for Google. It never had in the previous years, but they have made some strict rules against it because a lot of people were doing scamming and stuff and all by copying, pasting, you know, websites. So this is what they have come up with now.
Yeah, okay, I'm copying my own website, you know.
Yeah, you know, I understand.
The title of the page that has 244 matched words is about us.
Well,
okay, I would expect
that
to be duplicate words, you know?
Yes, I don't understand. Well, Google doesn't know that, right? They might be, they're just bots. They're just doing whatever they have been, you know, assigned to do.
Yeah, and then basically racking up a business for you guys to say you have to fix something when it's our own words. It's about us. Nobody else can have those words. It's about us. You know, that hasn't changed since 86, you know? It's like Jiminy Crickets. Just who else is, you know, in the company? Now our kids are in the company, not just Bill and I. You know, it's, and how can, you know, our services and contact us. Of course there's going to be duplicate content there from a previous website. It's us. We haven't moved. We're at the same address. We got the same trucks. You know, there's more.
Well, that is understandable. Yeah. If you could just give me, like, some time so I can go ahead and talk to the team and let you know what I could do best for the one-year plan, will that be all right?
Yes. Yeah, please.
Okay. All right. Don't, I won't be taking much of your time. All right. Just give me, like, one quick minute.
All right.
Bunch of moths. Gotta love it.
Well, they took our website down. Now they're saying that there's duplicate content in it. On the page about us, there's 244 words that are duplicated from another website. Because they think it's our own website that we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
How about the one, contact us, has 99 words that are the same.
No shit. What are they saying?
We have to pay another $999 for them to certify it for a year. Oh, and Joe's like, that's bullshit. I mean, you got a fucking Facebook with a picture of a goddamn cat on there.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, he just brought up Facebook. The cat's not on there. But Dad had it up 5 minutes before that, and there's the cat.
Oh.
Oh, he's got me on hold. And he said, well, let me see if I can do anything about the price.
So, what are they doing? That's exactly what's going on now, right?
Yeah, that's right. He said it's by Google. I'm like,
well, then you, then maybe you all don't need them to dispute it with Google. If that's really the
right
case. Maybe they have a better solution for you.
So maybe the next time the Lord's people call it up, maybe you can't be in people watching it. Yeah. But I don't think it's
Google. Hello?
I'm here.
Hey, I apologize for the hold. My apologies for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that you were, you know, you're really concerned about this, that this is being, not being a scam and stuff and all. All right, so I just wanted to give you an assurity about it. Like, this is not something that we would ever do to our clients. All right, that is the reason I sent you the screenshots and all. All right, and as per the cost has been concerned, I could go ahead and apply my coupon that they have provided over to me. That is all for $200, that I could go ahead and do that for you, if that's all right with you guys.
I would have to...
Hold on. Hey, how you doing, sir? My name's Steven. I'm one of the folks.
Hey there.
Co-owners
of the business. Hi there, Steve. How are you?
Good. Well... kind of. What's going on here? Why is it that we have to pay more money to keep our website up? I'm kind of confused.
All right. Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and explain. All right. Like, once the website goes live, all right, it is being surveyed by Googlebots. All right. They just go ahead and, you know, on the digital zone, a lot of websites have been copying content from different kind of website, and a lot of, you know, anti-thefts have been done. All right, so Google have made a little bit of more restricted policies, like, hey, this needs, if a website is having a duplicate content, it needs to be removed, or it needs to have a revamped content on the website itself. All right, it cannot have, even if the website does have a previous website, the new website needs to have a new content, a fresh written unique content. Unique means that it needs to have different words and everything about it. It needs to have a little change into it. All right, so it's not just copying from the previous website. So because the previous website does have a cache, does have all of the storage onto the Google systems, all right, so they, you know, duplicate and plagiarism comes in. All right, then Googlebot just notifies Google, like, hey, this is the web, these are the two websites that were found in duplication and plagiarism. So one of them needs to go down. The newer one needs to go down because the previous one was already there. All right, so that is the reason we were notified today by Google official, like, hey, we were sent out an email, all right, because what we usually do is
able to forward this email to us?
Oh, no, we cannot go ahead and forward it because it's on our internal server. That's what I was explaining, Susan and Bill as well. We cannot go, that is the reason I sent a screenshot of what we received, all right, on an email for you guys as well.
All right, this sounds really suspicious. All right. So you're explaining to me because Googlebot, Google being the server, has a program that...
It's not a program.
Checks all the websites?
It's not a program. It's what they do usually. All right, Googlebot. That's because Google is all automated. All right, they don't have humans to go ahead and check on all of the websites. Same everything about it, but what we usually do is they go by that kind of a process for every website.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do we do if we don't give you the extra money to make this happen? Our website just gets shut down or what?
Well, it is already shut down by Google itself, and we're not even able to go ahead and go into the back end and everything about it. But I have already talked to the team about the pricing and everything about it. Like, hey, if you can go ahead and, because you are our, you know, previous clients, all right? So we do not want any of our clients to be upset or anything like that, all right? So I have already talked to them about the pricing. They told me, like, hey, you can use, if you want to go ahead and use your $200 coupon, you can, all right? And, you know, lower down the prices. So I was like, okay, well, let me just go ahead and let them know about it. I have already explained all of the process over to Susan. and Bill as well, but I do not want any of our clients to be upset about it, or you know, because I do understand, well, this is really upsetting, all right, but I'm just trying to go ahead and help out them as much as I can.
So we're going to reach out to Google ourselves.
Is there a way I can reach out to Google myself and ask them these questions? I want to ask questions.
Well, I suppose that you cannot because they don't answer back to individuals, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I'm not pretty sure about it. But because of the companies of B2B, all right, they go ahead and we do have an affiliation. They have a team who they send out to us as well, all right, to go ahead and inspect.
Yeah, you have a team? Google has a team.
Of course, well, Google has a team. They go ahead and inspect all of the website that we're creating if it's being followed by the guideline that they have created for the websites.
Right. So is it team or bots? You were saying a minute ago it's bots?
Well, I'm telling you about a physical team that they sent out to us as well, all right, to check whether all of the websites that we are creating and all of the materials that are being used for the website is, you know, safe to use and everything about it. But once the website goes live on the internet, all right, then, of course, Googlebot comes in. Because they cannot send out a team on, you know, a digital zone to go ahead and check. Because a lot of thousands or millions of websites might be live. So a human cannot go ahead and check a thousand or millions of websites at the time. But a bot can. A robot.
Right.
A robot as in a program on the internet can. Not an actual physical robot. A program.
Right.
Yes.
I'm confused because a minute ago you told me Google didn't have a program that did that. But now they do. All right, so next question. excuse me.
Oh, that's okay.
So is this something that happens often? Is this like a common issue?
Well, if a website has, like a lot of our clients, what they do, is we always go ahead and let them know, like, hey, if you do have a content, you can provide it to us. If you do not have a content, then, of course, our content writers go ahead and, you know, write the content for the whole website. But sometimes it happens. Well, it usually happens, all right? Some of the clients do have this issue that their website is being, you know, taken out by Google, and then they go ahead and report to us, like, hey, what is going on? Then we go ahead and let them know, like, hey, this was the issue that came up, all right? Either what we can do is we can just go by and, you know, and revamp the whole content for the website. If it's an e-commerce site, if it's an informative website, we just go ahead and let them know, like, hey, either we can go ahead and just revamp the content and have a seal of the DMCA so they can go ahead and take care of it, all right? Or either what we can do is we can just go ahead, you know, just revamp the whole content and deploy the site again, all right? So it's not coming up into any kind of plagiarism.
So essentially, what is it exactly you guys would do? Like, exactly what would you do?
In terms, there are three things that we will be doing, all right? That, firstly, we will have the website's content a little bit revamped, so it's not being, you know, same exact words as the previous one, all right? That will be sent out to you first as well, all right? So you guys can check, like, if the content looks good or not, all right? If there is any kind of changes, you can just let us know so we can go ahead and do that, all right? Second of all, we will index the website again over to Google, all right? So it's not coming up under any kind of plagiarism. The website is all fresh and everything about it, all right? And then the thirdly thing, we will have a DMCA seal on the website, so all of the content is being protected with the images as well, all right? So no one has the right to go ahead and copy any of your content, all right, or steal any of your images on the website that are already there, or create any kind of page by the name of, you know, PS Plumbing Solutions or PS Plumbing Inc. or anything like that.
So now the images and content would be protected from copyright purposes.
Yes, sir.
If we go ahead and do what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. It will be. And I will go ahead and write it on an email for you and send it out to you. It's all documented for you. All right, to create a
So I kind of got a question. why don't you guys do that in the first place? Why isn't the website that you guys build,
well,
protected from copying?
Well, the website itself, the design and the layout and the functionality is uniquely made. All right, it's not like we have copy-pasted or something like that. Nobody can go ahead and, you know, copy any of the website functionality because it is copyright protected, all right, from our side. But the content, all right, and the images, that needs to be under the Copyright Act, yes.
Correct. So why doesn't that fall under that when
it started
the website the first time?
Well, sir, it doesn't follow under the website design and development. Website design and development, then, of course, it is on your ownership. All right, but the content
so
and
right
the images
now,
falls under there.
So right now, as it sits, somebody could have copyrighted the images and information on our website to essentially make a duplicate?
Of course. Well, the website can be copied. All right, that's what I'm trying to say over here. Like the website, even our website could be copied. It was copied once, all right? Our website was taken down by Google itself, all right? And we were in a huge loss as well for $20,000 straight because we do marketing on our website, all right? That's how businesses are run these days, all right? Websites marketing is, you know, a common thing now, all right? That's what we do. So it happens. Now it's happening usually a lot because a lot of people are trying to just, you know, going the short ways. They're just copying and pasting the content from other website, and they're creating an issue for themselves and for the original owner as well. All right, just to go ahead and protect it, just to go ahead and make sure it's not being copied or anything like that, we go ahead and get this thing going and done for the clients as well. So they're not facing any kind of issues in the future, and their job and their business is all secure.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just really confused why that isn't something you guys do, you know, automatically from the rip. You know, why isn't that something that's, you know, part of building the website when you should build it and protect it? Because, you know, it almost sounds like somebody could duplicate it and then it gets taken down and you guys follow up and say, hey, look, you got to pay another, you know.
No, of course not.
Crazy
we
amount of money.
We never have because we do not have a need to go ahead and do it, all right, because our company does provide a good revenue, all right, so we do not have to go ahead and need of doing that, all right, we're just here, my JD, my role in the company is just to go ahead and let our customers know, let our company know, our clients know, like, hey, this is a thing that's coming up, because B2B, other companies do let us know about it, and then we go ahead and let our clients know, all right, because we do not let any of the, or they do not want to go ahead and interfere between the client and the company itself. All right. So other than that, the website itself, website design and development is always copyright claimed. All right. As you're the owner of the website, that is the reason we always go ahead and provide you with the credential of the website, not like Wix or any of the website. We do not, keep the confidential information. We go ahead and provide it to you, all right, with the cPanel and everything about it. So you, because as you're the actual owner of the website, all right, that's the reason we go ahead and provide it to you so you can change the password, you can do whatever you want with the website, and, you know, keep on running with the business.
So is it, could I go in and change some of the wording?
What was that? Well, we cannot right now because it has been taken down. We tried signing in on the website, all right, but it won't let us because it's already taken down by that. Well, that is the whole reason that I am on the line for you and to explain you about it, and I've already explained to Susan as well and Bill as well.
So, Susan, explain to me. Right now the website's blocked from us and from him. So how do we unlock it?
You don't have to spend $1,000. I've already told Susan that you guys do not have to spend $1,000.
Okay, you said a $200 discount. So we have to spend $800, and where does that money go exactly?
Well, it will go over to Google Feeds as well, the DMCA subscription, and the content writers as well. All right, that's the whole three things.
One more time, say that again, please, a little slower, one more time.
The Google fee, all right, that.
Google fee?
Yes, they do charge
it. Okay.
All right, and then the DMCA claiming and everything about it, but they're official.
DMCA?
Yes, sir. I will write that down for you as well on an email if you want. All right? So I have to have all of everything is documented for you.
No, right? If you could explain it to me, that'd be awesome. What's DMCA stand for? What does that mean?
What was that? Well, DMCA
what
is
DMCA stand for?
Well, DMCA is a company who protects, all right, the website and all. All right, from copyright website and everything about it. So it's all.
So we gotta pay. We gotta pay the Google fee, the DMCA. That's the copyright protection company, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
And then who else?
And the content writers, so they can just go ahead and rewrite the content for you guys.
Content revenue. One more time.
Content writers, sir.
Content writers. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time.
Oh, no, that's it. Okay. That's all right.
So DMCA, Google fees, content
it's
writers.
It's all breaking down. I broke it down for you, so it's all easy for you.
Right, right.
Yes.
So I got another question. Are you on, like, the customer service end of this, or?
Well, I'm the one who's on the technical end and the customer service as well because I'm the lead over here. On my
okay,
department.
So you kind of build have both?
Yes, sir, because we do have different departments, like website designing, development, technical part, and, you know, technicality of the website, and then the customer support, and the afterwards the website goes live, we have to go ahead and check up on the website, everything about it, to keep it all, you know, safe from everything. But this is the thing that...
So, Susan, how much money have we spent with them? Okay, and there's no way to get any of that back. Okay, yeah, there's no way to get any of our money back for any of this, right? We're kind of shut out of luck?
Well, I suppose, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're thinking about, like, you know, I can surely go ahead and see if I could talk to the team and see what I could do. Will that be okay?
Yeah, do in regards to what? I mean, like, is there a way... We could just, I don't know, back out of this whole ordeal because I'm getting a little concerned. I'm getting scared.
Oh, no, don't be scared about it. Well, of course, there's nothing to be scared about. Right, I could ask, check with the team if we can go ahead and see what we can do about this, all right, and get that whole site up and running and live, all right, for you guys. So will that be okay if I could just go ahead and check up on that?
Yeah, so, absolutely. Because, please do.
All right. So I do not want any of my clients to be upset or anything like that, all right, because I do work in the customer support, so, you know, we have to go ahead, you know, see what we can do.
Understood. see what you can do. I'm kind of at a loss here, boss.
I know. That's it. Okay. you're not. Well, let me just go ahead and see what I could do, all right? And is that okay if I could get back to you by tomorrow? Will that be all right?
Yeah.
Because
sounds good.
I apologize. I am sure that it's 9:17 over there where you are.
Yeah, where is it that you're at, boss? How late is it where you are?
San Jose, California. It's 6:17 p.m. over here.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
How's
I
the weather over there?
What?
How's the weather?
The weather's good.
Trying to my cool. Yeah, how's the weather? It's kind of raining here. It's raining.
It's raining over there?
Yeah, sadly, it's raining over here. How's the weather over on your end? California.
The weather is good. It's a little bit, you know, humid, but it's still right. It's good. It's clear.
So humid?
A little bit
humid. Okay.
Yes. So what I'll do for you guys is I'll have a word with the team later on, all right, once they're here, and then we can just go ahead, you know, see what we can do best for you guys. Will that be all right?
Yes, sir. Please do.
All right. So that won't be a problem, and I suppose that I do not want Bill to be upset about it, all right, because he's one of our clients, and I just do not want any of our clients to be upset about service and everything about it.
Okay. So what is it exactly you're going to do? You're going to talk to the team about what?
What we can do about the situation and, you know, have a client taken out of the situation right away.
Okay. Yeah, is there like a supervisor or a manager I could talk to? Or?
Well, that would be
that's
me.
You? Okay.
Yes, that is understood. Me. From in my department, that is me. And the other department, there are supervisors and everything about it over there as well. You can talk to him tomorrow if you want. Will that be okay?
Yeah. I'll see if I can get a phone call over to you guys in between a job or two.
Yeah. Well, when will you be at home tomorrow so I can just go ahead and let them know about it? Same timing?
Yeah, probably same timing, around 5, 6 o'clock.
Should I give you a call when it's 7 or 8 your time?
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good. And what was your name so I can note it down so I can let them know?
Steven.
All right, Steve.
Steven.
Okay, Steven.
Yep.
All right, I will.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, well, you take care.
You too. Have a good night.
All right, bye.